Wade Wilson's Adventures in Garment Sewing. A Deadpool fanfic. Written by Yin Nocturne. Read by Black Glass. The Balaclava. We all know it was just a white t-shirt. It was cheap, though, let me tell you. Finding one that wasn't so see-through, it defeated the whole point of wearing a mask in the first place? Well, that was a nightmare worse than round-the-clock torture. I just figured, you know, white for purity of intention. I'm really just here to go after Francis's douche brigade. Pure-hearted vengeance, with a clearly defined target. Bloodstains are a bitch. No, seriously. How do people who menstruate cope? Fuck, the blood never comes out. Not without 3 fucking days, and more elbow grease than it'd take to fist Optimus Prime. Whites are never the same. I tried black, but I didn't like it. I know the lady said red, but it's really hard to find a shade that matches my scars. I may not look it, but I'm a real stickler for color theory, and you just don't put a warm red next to a cool red. So I figured black is a classic. Fits the whole mercenary of tragic past goes on a vengeance kick to win back the girl of his dreams. But I really can't take the monochrome. It gives me hives. Roses are red. And blood is too. It really is a match made in heaven. Or hell, depending on the way you switch it. But red tracksuits are hard to find. Target really should get on that. And after my last one got shot, stabbed, road tread, well, I couldn't find a replacement in time to go after Francis's latest dupe, when douchebag number 23 won the lottery of death by Deadpool. Stakes are high, so I brought back the black. It's really not my style. Alethea said I should at least know how to darn my clothes when she heard me complaining about the holes in the dead red suit. Maybe I should look into that. Needles will stick in more than your eye. Nobody told me how much needles could hurt. Now, I'm not the tattoo kind of guy. Surprising, I know, given my profession. And I never got anything pierced, either. So, the first time one of those little fucks stabbed into my finger, no bluer streak had ever been cursed. I'm not squeamish, honestly, but pulling a tiny little sewing needle out of the meat of my index finger was one of the creepiest things I've ever done. Maybe it's because normally, I'm inflicting pain and suffering on other people. Or they're inflicting cruel and unusual punishments on me. Or I'm doing it to myself on purpose. Unintentionally self-inflicted is a new kind of rodeo. Knots you need to know. So, I was threatening this lowlife, as you do. It was beautiful, nice and personal. Knife to his throat, and my boot on his balls. Only then I hear this ripping sound, and it's my balls that are feeling a little breezy, and just, I finished the job, okay? Got what I needed, shanked the scum, and got out. But the damage was already done. My fucking inseam, that I worked so fucking hard on, was starting to gape like the well-fucked ass of the goddamn size queen in that porno. You know the one. Seriously, I've learnt my lesson. I promise, on the sanctity of my balls, I'll never leave the loose ends untied again. A lack of utility. This backpack has really got to go the way of the dodo. It's inconvenient and completely ruins my image. I'd love to do a sweet little utility belt, but leather work. Bitch, I'm so not there yet. But maybe it's not like I carry all that much on the job. Sword rig, holsters, extra ammo, cash, keys, lube, Walkman, Lucky. Okay, maybe I do carry a bunch of stuff, but a fanny pack might do it. If I front carry, then I can rig the blade sheaths onto the back strap. The guns can stay on my belt. I still want a utility belt. Layers are for hell. Trying to stitch through multiple layers of ripstop nylon, it's the fucking worst. Seriously. The amount of pressure I need to get the fucking needle through the fucking fabric? Either the needle gets bent, or it ends up halfway through my thumb. I need a fucking sewing machine already. The cost of the Earth. Why is everything so goddamn expensive? Deadpool does not have the funds for fucking $40 a meter. Criminals may be cash rich, but how often do I actually get the time to fleece the bodies? It's always lights and sirens, cops coming, gotta run, or even worse, goody-goody Colossus trying to steal my fun. It's not a fuck machine. Sewing machines should not be so intimidating. Let's get bent. So, it turns out that hand sewing is, like, a skill. And surprisingly unsurprising, it's really difficult to sew straight seams. Seriously was not expecting this. It seems straightforward. Needle down, needle up, not much to it. Then I look back and realize I'm wobblier than a mountain pass. Gotta work on that. Measure never. You know that saying about measuring twice, thrice, quice? That one. Well, I have poor impulse control, so I didn't. That might have been a bad idea. Oops. Bad, past Wade. Bad. Why are the only sizes for small people? Wade Wilson has a problem. It's a very serious problem. There are no adult-sized superhero costume patterns. Anywhere. Wade Wilson is disappointed by capitalism, America, and garment sewists everywhere. Eyes are windows to something, all right. I have decided I should keep my under-eye bags out of sight. They'd get embarrassed if I kept leaving them out in front of everyone and their dogs. Eye holes? More like fuck holes. Bitch, please! Why is it so goddamn hard to find something appropriately menacing that doesn't fuck with my field of vision so much I might as well stick a sign on my back that reads, "Fuck me up the ass with a chainsaw." Either it's too thin and can't hold shape, or it's too thick and won't bend. Or it's so holy you could see my soul from 50 feet away. I swear, I'm not looking for a miracle material. I just want some ocular protection. I'm not Daredevil. I can't just use 256 GSM ripstop nylon with Kevlar reinforcement for everything, face included. I'd feel more blind than Alethea. Duct tape is a superior substance. Patch jobs are an unfortunate necessity. But thankfully, some intrepid human invented, at some point in our illustrious history, duct tape. So even if your costume is literally falling apart at the seams, you can fix it up in a jiffy. It might rip your skin off when you try to get out of it, but really, that's just penance for fucking up the suit in the first place. Why is Kevlar so hard to find? What is it with fucking fabric shops and not stocking technical fabric? Seriously, do you think that the average American garment sewist doesn't have a pressing need for a bullet-resistant Kevlar, a sweat-wicking spandex blend, or a highly breathable neoprene? This garment sewist begs to differ. Side note, I employed some out-of-the-box problem-solving and came to a lovely little solution. You know where there's a heap of high-grade munitions-proof technical fabrics? Military bases. Yep. Leather and lace are a fucking nightmare to make. I was thinking that it would be fucking dope to have, like, a leather utility belt. Maybe some kick-ass leather gloves. I just feel like it would push the badass quotient way up. It's not that different to working with Kevlar, right? I was wrong. Shoulders or knees. These molded shoulder pads are repurposed roller derby knee pads. Because thrift sense is a God-given talent that Wade Wilson has carefully cultivated over his lifetime. Becoming Deadpool has only increased this inventiveness. Jersey'll do. When you start out, it's always good to start simple. And what's more simple than a nice sweatshirt, sweatshop, jersey blend? Hopefully not actually produced by underage or illegal immigrants. End of story. Thanks for listening.